This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1983.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi to you and to all of you listening, whether it's here in the United States or any one of the nearly 100 countries this program reaches. Our mail this week has come from just about every one of the United States, plus the Philippines, the West Indies, all throughout the Caribbean, from Jamaica, from way over in India, many other countries in Asia, from Australia, many other places too numerous to mention. Oh, how I wish I could see all of you as well as get letters from you. But I'm so glad you're there and that you are listening. Boy, do we have a jam-packed program ready for you today, including a story based on a true incident called Tara's Choice. As I look over our lineup of music, I see that we're doing lots of bright old hymns and gospel songs today, and that's good. For I think it's important that you fellas and gals are familiar with the old songs as well as the new material being written more recently. Let's turn things around a bit and hear from Steve with his trumpet. Stick around, though, cousins, for you'll be next. Steve's old gospel song is When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Hey, you might be able to sing along as he plays. Okay, cousins, now it's your turn. Everyone listening knows most of your opening songs, I'm sure, especially this first one, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine.
Good. Now how about a verse and chorus of Springs of Living Water?
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now.
We can't quit yet. Let's sing one more. Glory to His name. Hey, are you singing along? You'd better be.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my
the song our three nieces, Missy, Melinda, and Amy, have ready is also an old-timer and a sing-along. The song is talking about our Lord Jesus. He's the lily of the valley. Six-year-old Becky's song also talks about the Lord Jesus. It's a bit newer one, but I think you'll like it, called He's Everything to Me. Listen.
He's everything to me since He saved me. He is everything I need and more. He's the one who walks beside me. Always He will guide me till my life on earth is o'er. He's the one who died for me there on Calvary. He's the one who set my spirit.
Now let's take time for a quickie quiz from the Bible. See if you can get the answers to the questions I ask before our cheerful cousins do. All the boys will be doing battle with all the girls in this completely unrehearsed quiz called a How Many Quiz. Boys, we'll let you get the first question, all right? The first few are kind of easy. You ought to be able to get these. How many days was Jesus tempted in the wilderness, David?
40.
40 days, right. Girls, how many windows were built into the ark? Dawn?
One,
right. Okay. Boys, how many days did God take to create everything? Aaron?
Seven.
Wrong. Girls, can you take it? Lisa?
Six.
6 days. He rested on the seventh day, remember? All right, girls, this is yours. How many pillars did Samson pull down in the Temple of Dagon? How many pillars did he pull down? Denise?
Two,
right. That was kind of a guess, I think, but it was a correct guess, and guesses count. All right, boys. How many chapters are found in the book of Psalms? Keith?
150.
150, right. All right, girls. How many people were in the ark? How many people were in the ark? You don't know. Dawn?
Seven,
no. Boys, can you take it? Oh, come on, Tim?
Eight,
right. I think Tim guessed correctly, too. All right, boys, this is yours. How many chapters in the book of Obadiah? How many, Keith?
One,
right. And girls, the last question. How many men did the king see in the fiery furnace? Amy, you had your hand up first back there. Amy.
Four
is right. All right. Well, you pulled it out. The boys have four. The girls have four. So everyone's a winner today.
Yay!
Well, that was a good quiz, and I can just imagine that many of you knew the answers to those questions and wished that you could have answered. Well, I'll tell you what, let's have a treasure hunt right now, okay? What's a treasure hunt? Well, I'll give you a question to look up in the Bible. Now, our quiz today has been a number quiz, so why don't I ask you another question which has a number for an answer? Are you ready for the question? Here's the question. How many years did Noah live after the flood? You'll find the answer in Genesis chapter 9, right near the end of the chapter. That's Genesis chapter 9. Read Genesis, the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 9. And near the end of the chapter, you'll find the answer to this question, how many years did Noah live after the flood? I'll give it to you once more. Read Genesis chapter 9. Near the end of the chapter, I want you to find out how many years Noah lived after the flood. Now, I don't want to know how long he lived in all, but how many years Noah lived after the flood. Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get back to some more music after all that talking, okay? I just know you're going to like Julie's bright song, Why Should I Worry or Fret?
He holds the future in the palm of his hand, and he's never failed me yet. I know he's reigning and he still has control, so why should I worry or fret? I know he holds the future, and I know sure as I'm singing the song, I'm a part of his almighty plan. I believe. So why should I worry or fret? There are some people who live each day in fear of what tomorrow may bring. I'm trusting in one who is walking so talking about the King of all kings, and I know he holds the future, and I know he holds my hand. I know just as sure as I'm singing this song, I'm a part of his almighty plan.
Yes, why should you worry or fret? Hey, it's also Mary Beth's week to give us some scripture and sing a song. Well, she has some scripture, but she brought her sister Megan along with her to help her with her scripture and her song. Listen.
Ephesians 4:16. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. There are eyes, there are eyes, there are noses,
there are noses,
there are fingers,
there are fingers,
there are toeses,
there are toeses.
Purpose
as a part
in the body of Christ.
In the body.
Well, by now I'm sure you're wondering if we're ever going to get to the story today. Well, we surely will. Right after Doug, with some help from the cousins, sings our Go Along with the Story song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back.
It's story time.
Our story today, based on a true incident that happened in a communist country and written for the Children's Bible Hour by Janice Hansen, is entitled Tara's Choice.
Oh, Pastor, I want to believe. Really, I do. But it sounds too good for my ears to understand. Please, will you tell it to me again?
Yes, my dear. I never get tired of telling that story. God so loved the world, Tara, that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Whosoever? That means me, doesn't it?
Yes, Tara. Whosoever means everyone. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but it's up to you to accept him personally as your Savior.
Sir, I want to do that with all my heart, but how can I?
Pray to God, Tara. Tell him that you are sorry for your sins. Ask him to forgive you. Invite him into your heart to be your Savior.
I will, sir. I will. Dear Jesus, I don't know much about you, but I want to know you. I've sinned and done many bad things. Will you forgive me? Will you come into my heart and be my Savior? Thank you, Jesus.
Now you belong to Jesus, Tara. John 1:12 says, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Jesus will always be with you. He will never leave you. It's getting late, Tara. You'd better go home. Your parents will wonder where you are.
Tara's heart was light and her footsteps quick as she raced home. She had been listening to the pastor at the church for several weeks. Now she couldn't wait to share her joy with her family. As she darted up the steps, she met her father, who was arriving home from a village meeting.
Good evening, Father.
Well, good evening, Tara. Ah, you look so happy. Where have you been, my dear?
I am happy, Father. I have been to this gospel service.
What? Did I not tell you to stay away from that place? It is evil.
But, Father, it is all right. Tonight I understood what the Bible was teaching. I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
You did what?
I asked Jesus to be my Savior. He took my sins away. I am his child. Don't you want Jesus to save you too?
No, stop this, Tara. These words are foolish. You are just a child. You do not know what you are saying.
But, Father, I do. I am a Christian. I did just what the Bible said. I asked Jesus to be my Savior.
I do not want to hear one more word about this Jesus or this Bible. It is not true. You must give up this foolish idea.
But, Father, I can't. I accepted Jesus. I am his child.
You are no one's child but mine. You must take those words back.
I can't, Father. It is true. Believe me.
Be quiet, Tara. I am your father, and you have brought shame to our house. I am a leader in the village. What will the neighbors think if they hear I have a Jesus person in my house? I will not put up with it. I will not. I give you 24 hours to either reject this Jesus or leave home.
Father, you don't mean it.
Yes, I do mean it. That is my decision. You have 24 hours to give me your decision. Now, get into the house.
The news of Tara's conversion swept through the village faster than a brush fire. The next night, 24 hours later, a large crowd gathered outside Tara's house. Leaders, young people, and Tara's friends gathered around to hear her decision. Seeing them gather, Father decided to put pressure on her by having her make her decision before the whole group. All eyes and ears focused on her. What would she do? The air sparked with tension as anger blazed on her father's face.
Quiet! Quiet, all of you! Quiet! Tara, the time has come. What will you do? Deny this Jesus or leave right now?
Father, how can I reject Jesus? How can I deny God? He has done so much for me. He has saved my life and forgiven my sins. I know I have a home in heaven. I could never deny him.
Then you must go, Tara. I will get your things.
Tara bowed her head and prayed as her father rushed into the house. He packed a suitcase with a few clothes and an extra pair of shoes, and then he came back outside.
Go, Tara. Go and take all those crazy ideas about God with you.
Father, could I have just one request of you before I leave?
Yes, yes, but hurry.
Could I pray just once before I go?
Well, yes. Yes, you may pray here on the doorstep, but make it quick.
Dear God, thank you so much for your salvation. Thank you for saving me and forgiving my sins. I know I will be with you someday. Now, Lord, I have to leave home. I don't know where I'll go, but I know that you will guide me. I pray, dear Lord, as I leave this house, that you will not blame my father or mother. Please forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. I pray, dear God, that you will save my father and my mother and my brothers and sisters and friends here. Thank you. Amen. Goodbye, Father.
Tara! Tara! Tara, wait. Wait. You need not go. While you were praying, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. I must hear more. You are welcome to stay.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a great God. I will serve you forever.
Tara's decision kindled a wonderful revival in that village. This incident took place on a Friday night. On Sunday, many of Tara's friends went to church with her. That morning, some 30 people accepted Jesus as their own personal Savior. Tara had a choice to make. And so do you. What will you do with Jesus?
What we
Well, boys and girls, and older ones too, what will you do with Jesus? Have you trusted him as your Savior? Have you tried in every way to make him the Lord and Master of your life? If you'd like help with a problem, if you have a spiritual need, you write to me and I'll be glad to help you all I can. Don't forget to answer the treasure hunt question. Read Genesis chapter 9, and near the end of the chapter, you'll find out how long Noah lived after the flood. Hey, don't forget, write today for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. See you again soon.